The blessing is all of it wrapped together. It's your salvation. It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's the gifts of the Spirit. It's the healing, the miracles, the wonders of God, all working at one time in unison, and it's producing the very life and the very statue in the great name of Jesus. It is Himself. Hallelujah.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special, we reflect on the good things God has done over the past year and highlight the victories of lives touched around the world. Now, let's join Kenneth Copeland for today's message.
The blessing is all of it wrapped together. It's your salvation. It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's the gifts of the Spirit. It's the healing, the miracles, the wonders of God, all working at one time in unison, and it's producing the very life and the very statue in the great name of Jesus. It is Himself. Hallelujah. The anointing is the power connection of the blessing. And faith is the activating force. Hallelujah. We learned that from Abraham. It's Abraham's faith that activated Abraham's blessing, and it still does. That's where you're supposed to say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, those that will help you bless, I will bless with the same blessing. Now, in the 26th chapter of the book of Genesis, Abraham has gone on. Now, here's Isaac. God appeared to Isaac. Whew. Boy, that's dynamite, isn't it? Why? Well, Isaac didn't have a book. God is having to do this, starting out one man at a time. Amen. And he said to him, I will perform. You got to love that, man. How many times have we cried and prayed and fasted and shouted and whooped and bawled and squalled and everything we could think of to get God to perform? You don't have to talk Him into performing.
Amen.
Amen. He's already given Himself to us.
Yes, sir.
But why don't He do it? He's already done it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, I will perform the oath. Now, if you get over on His word, on those promises, that's what He performs.
Yes, sir.
He don't perform because you're crying about it. He won't perform because you're hurting. He doesn't perform because you're squalling. He doesn't perform because you're begging and conning every which way you can, trying to get Him to do something. And I'll tell you something about Jesus. He's not gonna jump the rails and get outside His calling for you or me or anybody else. He is called after the order of Melchizedek. He is the high priest of our confession. And if you go look that up in your dictionary and find out what the original words there were, said he is that, this Hebrews 3:1, he is the high priest sent of God, anointed over our saying the same thing He says. Now, all of you crying and all of you going on and all of that mess is not going to cause Him to get outside the order of Melchizedek just to do something about you.
Well, but I'm so tired and I'm so weak and I'm just so sick and I'm so broke. I ain't got no money. My kids are all on dope. What am I going to do? Oh, poor with me.
did the Word of God ever say he is anointed to bring that to pass? Huh?
Yeah, but you just don't know how bad I hurt.
The Word says he's easily touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He feels for you. But there ain't no healing in his feelings. No more than there's any spiritual power in your feelings. There's no healing in Jesus' emotions. The healing power is in his spirit. He is spirit, soul, and body, just like you are. He is a man born of a woman. He is a born again man, what's more. Amen? Sure. Firstborn from the dead. He could just sit down and cry with you for a week. You wouldn't feel no better at the end of the week than you did at the beginning. Just because Jesus cried with you. He's easily touched with the feelings of our infirmity. He's been through it. Only a whole lot worse. But he is the high priest of the confession of his word, that oath. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, I didn't intend to do this way, but I'm not the boss. I'm just the delivery boy. So let's go over to the book of Hebrews. Now you can see what Jesus was preaching. You can understand more about it when you realize that he was preaching to Jews. Over the years and in my attempt to follow explicitly the things that Jesus has said and done and the things of his word. And for instance, I got into a situation that was that I was a bit stumped. I didn't know exactly what to do. There were some people that sued Gloria and me, and they admitted the only reason they sued us because we had the money to pay. We weren't liable for this thing at all. We had invested some money in a company and so forth, and then the guy got in there and messed up the company, and we lost money in it. We were in it. We didn't get into it to make money out of it. We got into it to help people, the thing that they were trying to do. In my estimation, would have been a great help to people, would have. But then they messed up. Well, they didn't have any money. And our attorney asked their attorney, said, why did you drag the Copelands into this? You know as well as I do, they don't have any liability in this. They weren't running this company. They had no say-so over the company. Why'd you bring them into it? He said, because they have the ability to pay. Well, now, I'm stuck with this because I got over in the gospel, and Jesus said when somebody sues you at court for your coat, give them your shirt too. Well, I already had been through this before, and there was a whole group of people lined up in this deal. They were all planning on bringing suit against Gloria and me, because knowing that we would follow that scripture and we'd give them money just because Jesus said to. I got tired of that. And I couldn't make that work together. That's not Jesus' way of doing things. And I knew that I'm missing something here. There's something wrong here. I have a lack of knowledge here. I don't know what's going on. And the Lord reminded me. I went to him about it. I said, should I pay these people on that scripture? He said, absolutely not. Really? I said, you said if they sue you at court of law. It hadn't got into court yet. It was just in a mediation thing. And I said, what do I do with that? That's what you said. He said, now, Kenneth, when I said that, I was preaching to Israel. Don't you remember he said I was called to the house of Israel first? I was talking to people that were living under the law. Now, he said, under the law, you remember the verse, eye for eye, tooth for tooth?
Yeah.
Now, Gentilized, Western-minded people don't have a clue what that means. It doesn't mean, if they spit on you, you spit on them. That's not what that's talking about at all. They slap you, you slap them back. No. If you go to the book of Leviticus and study that, there was more to it than that. This is where all of our liability laws are based. And God was saying, if you cost somebody his eye, then you're liable for replacing that, equal or better. If you cost somebody his beast, then you owe that man equivalent to that beast. You owe him another animal, or you're going to pay for that one. See, these are the laws of liability. And if you take a man's life in a form of murder, then you owe with your life. That is serious business. So the Lord said to me, he said, Kenneth, in the situation I was talking about, he said, if somebody sues you in a court of law, he said, if you've gotten that far in that court of law, under Levitical law, you were liable or you never would have gotten that far. And if you're liable for the man's coat, don't just pay him what the court says pay him. Give him your shirt too. What are you doing? You're walking in the blessing. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. You had a coat pulled out of you by law. Add another coat to it and get on the blessing side of it, and God will make your enemies your footstool. Quit trying to defend yourself. Remember what he said in the 12th chapter of the book of Romans? He said, stop trying to defend yourself among the brethren. Stop doing that. Forgive. Even as God has forgiven you, forgive. Keep the anointing intact. Keep the blessing working at all times. I'll take care of the other part of it.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is taking the blessing around the world. Did you know there are 6 KCM offices worldwide? They are in the United States, Australia, Canada, Europe, Africa, and the Ukraine. Each day, Kenneth Copeland Ministries reaches out to people of all races and nations and helps to support international outreaches preaching the uncompromised Word of God through every available voice, from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast delivers the Word of God to people around the world on over 1,280 TV stations in 210 countries in English, Russian, Ukrainian, and Spanish. Each week, over 2,100 hours of Word-based teaching is declared across the globe to a potential viewing audience of over 919,500,000 people worldwide.
God is sort of done testimonies over the years in terms of consistency in my life. So, you know, God's always come through in different issues in my life, and I've written them and people write back to me and saying, we're praying for your situation, and it's just been a blessing.
The difference they've made in my life and my husband's life and I believe my kids' life.
There's a family connection as a result of being involved in partnership, and they're not just sort of some random people that I watch on TV or read books about. There's that connection.
It's had an effect because I get a consistent stream of the Word of God flowing through me. And I get the partner letter, which is quite useful, again, to remind me of the principles of faith.
Their letters every month have just been such a blessing to us. And they've just come at the right time and they've blessed us when we've been down and we needed the encouragement and the lift.
And I became a partner while I was here at this convention. And Kenneth prayed a prayer, and he was praying it for his partners, and I really felt the difference of coming under that partnership. I've been praying for the ministry, and I'm really excited to keep on praying and know that they're going to be praying for me as well. It's really special.
I think it's just that general sense that you're part of something much, much bigger than your local community church. We love building in our community, and we love growing in our community. But it's nice to feel like you're part of something that's happening in Africa or Nigeria, like we saw today, and just constantly feel like we're part of something bigger.
For over 40 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taken God's message of love and faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. reaching out to millions of people in real ways, ways that have changed their lives. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about you. We desire for you to know what partnership really means. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive an interactive study guide, an audio teaching of the anointing and partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners daily. You'll receive in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul and what Kenneth Copeland learned at an Oral Roberts tent crusade that opened his eyes to the power of partnership. Plus, you'll receive a DVD entitled We're Here For You that covers the various KCM ministry outreaches. The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we're here for you. To become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free new partner package. To order your copy by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. We want to help you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Together, we can make a difference.
My brother and I, we never knew which bed we were going to wake up in the next night.
At 3 years old, Mark Edwards was taken from his parents and placed into state care. The 16 years that followed brought Mark through a painful life of abuse, rejection, and heartbreak. Multiple attempts at suicide and a hatred for the world around him brought Mark to a place of desperation and fear. Mark was yearning for peace. After growing up, Mark met his wife Leslie, attended Bible college, and became an Anglican priest. But the pain from his past had only grown stronger. Mark's family life began to reflect the anger and bitterness that had tormented him all of his life.
And I was still kicking off at home, and I couldn't get rid of his anger. I couldn't get rid of his fear. I go into deep depressions, and yet I was still a Christian. Now, not just a Christian, I was a priest.
The division between the public Mark and the private Mark became more apparent.
My faith hadn't developed. I knew all about God. I'd studied theology, I knew the theology, I knew the words, but I didn't know him personally, had no relationship with him. I recorded in my journals, Lord, unless you do something, I can't continue functioning as a priest, I'm living a lie. And I was flicking through the God channel, and I came across Ken Copeland. I didn't know who he was at the time. I just thought, oh, he's a typical brash American. But I thought, I'll listen to him a little bit. But anyway, I turned the set off, and I can't get out of my mind, this fellow I'd listened to, I thought, hold on a minute, I said, he was talking to me. Something he said is addressing my crisis of faith. Then I thought, well, who was he? I lay in bed all night thinking, who was that guy? So the next night, when the children led him to bed, I went through the God channel, flicking, where is he, Lord? Where's this guy? I need you to get me this guy back on screen. And suddenly, here he was, and I discovered it was Ken Copeland. And you know, the more he spoke, the more I was just awestruck by what he was saying. I thought, I've been a theological college, I've been ordained for many years, and yet I've never heard this before. I've never heard faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I've never heard that we have the authority to kick the devil out. I've never heard any of this stuff before. I thought, this is great. So I watched him for a whole week, and I just couldn't get him out of my mind, and I kept doing what he suggested, going to the scriptures and meditating on it, pondering them, thinking them over, and I thought, wow. And suddenly there's this, something started happening on the inside of me. And I said to Leslie, I discovered this guy called Kevin Copeland, and she kind of looked at me and said, oh yeah, kind of nodded her head.
I didn't immediately realise what an impact that was going to have on our lives. It was refreshing to come across something that actually seemed to provide the new life that we needed.
She said, I don't know what you plugged into this time, she said, but it seems to be doing you some good. I said, well, he's only telling me to get back into the scriptures and start taking God at his word. And what he's saying is making sense, that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And if I don't put the word of God in, no faith is going to come out. I started to fall in love with Jesus again. And I started going around telling God I loved him. My children came back from university in Christmas, and they said, what's happened to Dad? they said to the mother, Dad's different. So I had to explain to them that I've rediscovered God. They said, yes, but you're a vicar. I said, yes. And they said, you're a priest. I said, yes. I said, but I've had a crisis of faith which I've been hiding for many years, and I've rediscovered God. I've been a Christian 22 years. But the last 2.5, almost 3 years on the Kenneth Copeland's ministry, hand on heart, has been the best 3 years of my entire 45 years of life. No amount of money in the world could take away what I've had experienced over the last 3 years. My marriage has been renewed, my relationships have been renewed, my ministry has been renewed. And for the first time in my life, I've been delivered from fear and insecurity and inferiority. And I listen to KCM teaching of the broadcast daily. I plug in my MP3 player at night when I go to sleep. We even have it on the shower CD. So morning, noon and night, I'm listening to this teaching. There's tapes and CDs all around the house. In fact, I say what Ken says. If you believe, it works. If you don't, it don't. Good night and God bless. But it's not my job to convince you. Faith works 100% of the time. And I am living proof of that.
You know, Gloria, I was just thinking about this. You can make a religion out of anything. Christianity is not a religion. Now, but there's been all kinds of religions made from it. But Christianity is God and His family. It is reality. And that's exactly what Mark found out. And I've seen people in full gospel tongue talking, healing, bleeding churches. They're just so full of religion and never had gotten saved right there in the middle of it. And just like Mark, I mean, when he got a hold of the Word of God, it reminded me of Martin Luther when he said, the just shall live by faith. And it hit him like, I hadn't heard that. Praise God. He watched the Believer's Voice of Victory. It changed his life. Now, it's not just the broadcast. It's the Word of God on the broadcast that changed his life. He received the truth of the Word, and it made him free just exactly like Jesus said it would. In the messages this week, we've been talking about living in the blessing. Now, Mark is living on the blessing side of things instead of on the religion side of things.
So am I.
Amen. I am too. And he's preaching the Word right where he is. And that's the key to the gospel. That's what Jesus planned in the first place. Television is a great tool. Thank you, partners, for helping us spread the gospel around the world. Thank you for helping us preach to people like this. I mean, in their living rooms, on the internet, in places where otherwise we would never, ever be. I mean, Gloria and I, just in the last couple of years, have traveled over 300,000 miles. We got 300,000 miles on that Citation 10 that our partner bought for us, and it's not but a little over 2 years old. But still, going that much, this television is what really, this is what really gets it out there. But we have to do all of those things. And all this week, you've been hearing testimonies about how people's lives have been changed. And if you want to be a part of the KCM team with Gloria and me and just be a partner to this entire team effort, to take the Word of God from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Let's pray about it right now. Father, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
We release our faith in agreement that every person that's called to be a partner with this ministry is hearing that call right now, plainly and clearly, and we thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Father, we pray for every person that is not called to become a steady, lifelong partner with this ministry, for you to reveal to them right now with whom they are called to become partners, where they can get connected quickly, right away. Somebody that's preaching the word of faith
thank
around
you,
the
Father.
World. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
now, let me make one thing clear to you. This does not replace your local church. Then, under no circumstances, you are first and foremost partner with your pastor.
And if you don't know where your local church is, you get busy and you start praying about it, and God will reveal you, and you go over there and get connected. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
It's in the local church and in the field, and we'll work with the pastors. We believe in the local church. Praise God. That just really needs to be clear and plain. Now, let us know. Use the information on your screen and request your new partner package, and we'll send it to you free and postpaid. Praise God. Amen. Oh, that just reminded me on the prompter. Today's our granddaughter, one of our grandbabies' birthday. Today's Lindsay's birthday. Happy birthday, Lindsay. Praise the Lord. Amen.
You're a blessed girl.
You're a blessing, too. We love you. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
If you became a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, remember to request your free new partner package online at kcm.org. You may also call our toll-free number or write Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, and together we can make a difference.
God's got hearts. He can give you a new heart or new kidneys or new anything else. This is the day of miracles and healing.
I'm moved by what I believe, and I believe what God has said. If we believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness. Hallelujah.
2008 has been an exciting season of meetings, but it's not over yet. Jump into the deeper things of God at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Jump into the fullness of the blessing and walk out all God has for you. To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Jan in Frankfurt.
Since I went to a KCM meeting in Frankfurt 3 years ago, I have experienced such a big turnaround in my life. I met my wife through it, and everything came into a better flow. And today we experience lots of blessings, happiness, healing, and the expectation for the future.
I'm blessed, and just to walk in it and the foundation of what Kenneth and Gloria have been talking about. We've been partners with them for about 5 or 6 years now.
They're there when you need prayer, and the support is just so amazing, and also it's good ground to sow into.
I believe he's just there for his partners. You can really feel it. When we invest into the ministry, then we'll get a part of the blessing. And you can feel that we're all in it together.